Monroe County Board candidate Marge Peacock was the only one on the ballot for County Board Supervisor in Monroe County's District 1 last week. Yet Peacock lost to write-in candidate Judith Dowell. Peacock says she was told of possible irregularities at the town of Little Falls polling site. A friend called her at work after he'd voted.
There was a woman in front of him voting, and one of the election workers was explaining to her how to use the ballot. And when she got to the supervisor section on the ballot, the election worker told the woman to write in the write-in candidate's name and gave her the name.
Peacock says her friend called the county clerk to report the problem. Later that day, Peacock says several more people told her they'd heard poll workers tell voters to write in Dow's name when they voted. County Clerk Susan Mattson says when she was told about the problem, she took action.
I then contacted the town clerk and advised her of the situation and told her that she needed to make sure that wasn't done, that they can answer questions only and not provide information.
Meanwhile, Peacock says she'll go to court to try to get a new election. Peacock says she's been outspoken about how the town board conducts business, and some people may hold that against her. She says there have even been false rumors spread about her recently.
I used to work for the township as the recycling center manager, and I just found out that there are rumors going around that I stole money when I worked there, which is totally untrue. There are, I guess you'd call it a good old boy group, who have opposed me.
County Clerk Mattson conducted a recount following a petition by Peacock. Official results show her write-in opponent received 108 votes and Peacock 86 votes. Peacock says she's complained to the State Elections Board. She says she'll file an appeal in Monroe County Court to get a new election. Getting the election overturned may be difficult. State Elections Board legal counsel George Dunst says he's only heard of a court ordering a new election a couple of times in his career. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.